This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Gesina Bullock Prado leads one of those lives, at least on social media, that look just perfect. She lives in an old farmhouse in Hartford. Her geese and ducks follow her around the yard, and her husband makes what look to me like the best lattes ever. She's also a renowned baker. She teaches classes at Stonewall Kitchen and King Arthur Flour, and even recently created a baking school right on her own property. Well, add one more accolade to the resume. She's now the star of a new Food Network series premiering this Saturday. It's called Baked in Vermont.
Today, I'm hosting a gingerbread house decorating party in my baking school. I'm making my famous pistachio star cookies, a childhood favorite and the easiest hostess gift ever, spiced sugared almonds.
Well, Gesina Bullock Prado joins us now. Gesina, nice to talk with you again. Oh, Gesina, now we have you.
Oh, hello.
I thought, you know, you're so offended that I said your life was so perfect, you wouldn't even speak to us. But no, it was our fault. Nice to talk with you again.
It's when you hear your own voice and you go, oh, is that really what I sound like?
It sounds wonderful. And I'm curious how this series came about, because my understanding is you filmed it in Vermont. So you filmed it at home. And here's this wonderful baking series.
Oh, it's what, you know, I've got to say that if you're going to do something like this, film it at home, because then, you know, when you kick everybody out, you can just go straight to bed. It's fabulous. But we also got to share so much of what we love about Vermont, because everybody was from out of town, except for I was able to put a few people on the crew who are actual friends of mine. So that was exciting. But we introduced them to Hetty Topper, to like Lazy Lady Cheeses. They did not leave without a great appreciation for, aside from pastry, all the yummy things of Vermont.
Did you have to disabuse them of some stereotypes of Vermont, though? I mean, there is this sort of talk about gingerbread. You know, there is this sort of winter wonderland, quaint little feeling that people have about Vermont often that's not quite our reality. And here you are doing a baking series.
Well, you know, I think it's actually the opposite, because we had to stop filming, not from plane noise or helicopter noise, but from my goose calling to me. So the quaint was red. Like, it's all the animals were like, okay, we're on. We've got to show them that this place is really, like, super quaint.
Yeah.
So they actually got a huge dose of what you would expect of Vermont. And, you know. I did have a talk with the animals to please make us look good. But
yes, well done.
Yeah, thanks.
Gesina, you're very media savvy. You do a lot of appearances. You do a lot of national television. You know how to tell people how to bake. But was it different to film a full TV series than some of the other work you've done?
It was different in the amount of time it took. It wasn't different in a lot of ways, because it was just more of what I love doing, which is talking about baking. And I think if it were different, if I were talking about something that I didn't love so much, it would, you know, it might be a chore or it would make me very nervous. But the fact that it's something that I love doing, that I love teaching, I certainly love talking about, and even more so eating, I had a great joy doing it. And sharing it with I loved sharing both my passion for pastry and Vermont in the show.
I have often found your recipes more aspirational than accessible. They're beautiful and really delicious. And I love interviewing you when you and I can be in the studio together and you've brought some of your wonderful food with you. But what do you say to home bakers who feel intimidated by baking?
Well, I think that's one of the wonderful things about having the school and teaching at King Arthur and the show, is that I break things down and show you that maybe what I bake and I like to show is aspirational, but they are made up of smaller elements that are infinitely approachable, as long as you know the tips and tricks and secrets. And there are those. Sometimes it's just the language. Sometimes, you know, in the French pastry term, can be so intimidating and turn you off. And it's almost like a pastry trick that we want to make sure that, you know, we're the only ones who can do it. But once you translate the scary word and you show someone what it is, and they're like, oh, that's what that was? And it's like, yeah, it's that easy. And then you just combine techniques, and then you can make something very masterful. But once you break it apart, like anything, it's very manageable. And I love to show people that just breathe. Enjoy the process, and you're able to make magnificent things.
Well, you have this new school that you built. Did you built it in the last year? When did it actually open, Sugar Glider Kitchen?
It's been a little less than a year. And it came about that, you know, I have enjoyed working at King Arthur as a guest instructor, which I hope to continue to do for the rest of my life because it's my Disneyland. It's a magical place. But I was actually at Stonewall Kitchen teaching, and my husband was waiting for me. He decided to walk in at the end of the class, and he has seen me teach before. And at the end of the class, he goes, "Enough is enough. You have to do this all the time. You're really good at this." And I'm like, "I know. I've been telling you how good. I've been trying to convince you. I'm great at this." No, it was so sweet. And he said, "You know, we have the space that's my commercial bakery where I do testing for books." And he spearheaded it. He said, "This, you know, this is your calling." And we had so much fun, as we always do, because we live in a 18th century house. Projects are, you know, mm-hmm. regular.
Your bread and butter, so to speak.
Yes. There's always something. But that was something that we, you know, we could do relatively quickly. And it was so exciting, and it was such a fun partnership for the two of us. And he makes his beautiful cappuccinos for the students. So, you know.
Yeah. Someday I'm going to have one. That's my goal in life, is someday I will have one of those.
Yeah. It is reason enough to take in classes that you get a cappuccino at the start of class.
Do you find that people who come to take your classes are experienced home bakers, or are people who are thinking, I don't even know how to do this stuff?
There is a cross-section of both, and I enjoy teaching both. And, you know, I have a baking 101 class, and there was a woman who came in, and she said her mother was the baker in the family. And every year around the holidays, around this time, she would once again try her hand at baking. And once again, she would fail. And she would call her mother and go, "What has gone wrong?" And this went on for about 20 years. And I'm not kidding, it was 20 years. And finally, one day, her mother said to her, "Have you checked your baking powder?" And she said, "What do you mean? You've never asked me to do that before." And so she looked at it, and her baking powder was 20 years old. It was a done deal. And I looked at her, and I said, "You know, I don't want to ruin your relationship with your mother, but there very well could be a chance that she didn't want you to be a good baker because that was her thing."
So you're you know, a therapist too.
Your mother loves you, I am sure, but you know, she might have been gaslighting you just a little bit. But we had a wonderful class, and she left realizing that she had developed some skills and that she didn't have to be so scared anymore. And it's such a joy to see people leave and have that moment of they're now unafraid to try more things. And if they're trying something and it's not working out, sometimes you just have to pay attention to what's gone wrong so that you can realize, it's all chemistry. When it goes wrong, something has happened that's chemical and strange, and you can learn from that. And you know, I'm usually on call. Facebook is a wonderful thing for that, and that I'm usually – this is the Butterball hotline of baking. You can ask me. You can show me a picture of what's gone terribly wrong, and I will help.